Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Like always, it's me, Brandon, alongside.
Hey, guys, we're here. We're back in the studio. We're here. We're live as another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. So let's get right into it. So our next event is going to be the World of Wonders Takeover event starting 12 a.m. Wednesday, March 27th, and ending Sunday, March 31st at 11:59 p.m. your local time. There's going to be a special research that you can claim up until the end of the season. It seems that Giovanni will have Shadow Groudon. Ooh. And starting from March 30th to March 31st, Mewtwo is going to be in the Shadow Raids.
Hopefully we can get a group for that.
Yeah, fingers crossed, everybody. Fingers crossed.
Because who doesn't want that shiny Shadow Mewtwo? Especially if it would be a Hundo Shiny Shadow.
That's even better.
Oh, okay. Because it's controversial, like, in the Go community. I don't know. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but it's always controversial. It's like, should you keep, like, a 15-15-14 or, like, a really good IV Shadow? Or should you purify it if it means you get a Hundo? Honestly, it depends on what you're using it for. Because, Shadows have more attacking power, but, like, the defense is a little bit low. And I think it's the reverse, if I remember correctly, for purified.
Yeah. That reminds me, too. I don't think I've shown you this Shadow that I have that has really good stats. And I'm actually on the fence about purifying it.
Because, I have I have almost a perfect Shadow Apex, I think, Koho. I think it's 15, 15, 14, or something like that.
See, like my Kyogre?
That may be something for Reddit or Twitter.
Yeah,
because that was a Shadow Kyogre 14, 15. Yeah, send the screenshot to me. I'll edit.
Yeah, and then it'll be right here. So in the comment section, let me guys know your opinion whether or not if I should. I'm still on the fence, but more than likely, I'm probably not going to just because.
It's a 14, 15, 15 Shadow Kyogre.
Yeah, and then, of course, Shadow Pokemon will have the Shadow bonus of their...
Don't forget to team Frustration away on that.
Oh, thank...
Because I was literally... That's what... While you were talking, I was literally doing that on my... Because I was like, oh, wait, I forgot to do that the past 2 days. But anyway, you do that, I'll take over. And the 12-kilometer eggs...
Learn Blizzard.
Oh, nice. And the 12-kilometer eggs, we're going to have the following. Larvitar, Ponyta...
Ponyard, not Ponyard.
Say it for me.
Ponyard.
Ponyard, Volibear, Dino, Panchan, who all can be shiny. And for the first time, shiny Sandow can be in the eggs. And also Saladite and Varum. Nice. The event battles are going to be the following. Team Go Rocket will appear more often in balloons and stops. You can TM away frustration on Shadow Pokemon, which is what we both just did on two of ours. Because mine is, I think, more for PvP. Yours is just to have it.
Yeah, actually, I'm doing that right now on some of my good Shadows. Actually, let me do Shadow in 3 stars.
It's going to take you so much cane to get that leveled up. And T-Bay, you can't Primal with version of Shadow.
Oh, that'd be so cool. No.
There's an awesome new Shadow Pokemon going to be appearing, such as Shadow Pidgey, Darumaka, Gothela, and Solacius. In the Shadow Raids, we're going to have under 1 stars, Drowsy, Poliwag, who can be shiny, plus Barboach and Fungus. 3 stars is going to be Sneasel, who can be shiny, plus him on top, and Wobbuffet.
Nice.
Field Research are going to give you event themed Pokemon, which actually, hold on, now that the event's out, I can actually probably look that up real fast. And see what those are. Let's see if we can get this. Okay, just go down a little bit. Nope, too far. No, not far enough. There it is. Okay, so defeat 1 Team Go Rocket Grunt will get you 1 mystery component. Defeat 2 Team Go Rocket Grunts will get you either Sableye or Inkay, who both can be shiny. I feel like I'm saying that wrong. Defeat 4 Team Go Rocket Grunts can get you Dino or Volibear. Defeat Team Go Rocket Leader will get you... Ponyta or Volibear, and then purify 3 shadows, we get you a fast or charge TM. I don't know. I'm like, I'd rather go for the, I don't know. I mean, they're good. I just don't know if I'm going to go hunt for any of these, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're good, all of them, like, especially if you, because I don't know if I have a shiny Sableye, but I don't care if I have one. Inkay, I have a shiny. Volibear, I hatched one at the mall one time.
Yeah.
Why were we at the mall anyway?
Honestly, for the life of me, I could not tell you. Also, I just...
We were going to the store that was closing. That was right next to the mall. Because I was doing GoFest. That was the last day. Or like one of the last days and all that.
Oh, you're talking about RIP, Wild West Weebs.
Yeah. I think that was the same day, I think, where I hatched that.
Maybe.
And then Ponidia and then like, yeah, okay. But anyway, let's see. Wild Encounter is going to be Moco, Sableye, Poloin, Scraggy, Inkay, who all can be shiny. And if you're lucky, you can get an encounter with Azora, which I've got a couple, but no shiny. Vullaby and Dina, who all can be shiny. Right. We already went over the time. We're going to have Rent. Time Research with a Rent themed Pokemon. I think those are going to be. Let's see. Yeah. Basically, complete the fourth stage, you're going to get a Vullaby. Complete the second stage, you're going to get a Pondio. Then complete. Oh, wait. No, wait. I think that. No. Do we have that one? I don't know if I have that one.
I don't see it on here.
Let's see. We don't have that one on the other side. Because it's like, let's see, one of the tickets. Yeah, okay, that's what, I don't know that one. So that may be the ticket one. Mm-hmm. But anyway, let's see. Da-da-da. Oh, yeah, there's also a new Rocket Boss lineup. Arlon? Did I say his name?
Arlon?
Arlon?
No, it's Arlo.
Arlo, thank you. I knew I was saying that wrong. It's just like, it was one connecting. Cacnea will have Cacnea, who can be shiny. Sierra will have Trampinch, who can be shiny. And Cliff will have Machop, who can be shiny. Giovanni will have Groudon, like Jay said before. Paytime Research will cost you TUSD or your local equivalent, which will include 6 mystery components, 1 super incubator, 1 rocket radar, and an encounter with Ponydeo. You must complete it and claim it before Sunday, March 31st at 11:59 your local time. There's also going to be a new boss, a new pose, I mean. Web store deals will be $10. We'll get you 7 rocket radars, 7 premium battle passes, 7 ultra balls, and 7 pineapple berries. And also, an in-game store bundle will be 300 poke coins. That'll get you 1 incubator, 1 rocket radar, and 1 premium battle pass. Now, what is in for April, Jay?
Okay, so starting in April, our first ball hours is going to be on April 2nd, featuring Zubat, who can be shiny, and its bonus is going to be double transfer candy. And April 9th is going to be Krogunk, who can be shiny, with the bonus of double evolving XP. Ooh, nice. April 16th is going to be featuring 3 different Pokemon. Believe it or not, we're going to be having Caterpie, Weedle, and Wurmple, who all can be shiny, and their bonus is going to be double catch Stardust. April 23rd is going to be Trubbish, who can be shiny, with the bonus of double catch XP. And April 30th is going to be Clefairy, who can be shiny, and its bonus is double catch candy. And then our raid hours for the month of April are the following. April 3rd is going to be Tapu Lele with shiny availability, and we'll know Nature's Madness when caught. April 10th is in the Northern Hemisphere is going to be Kartana, and in the Southern Hemisphere is going to be Silcila, and both of them can be shiny. Nice. Then on the 17th and 24th is going to be Tapu Bulu, who can be shiny, and it will know Nature's Madness as well if it's caught. And then we're going to be having the first event of April, starting on April 4th from 10 a.m. and ending on April 9th, 8 p.m. local time, making the shiny debut into the game with shiny Wimpod. Wimpod or Whirlipod?
Hold on. Wimpod.
Wimpod.
You know, the one from Alola, the like little like one that one that I was into, Glycopod, like the big one. Like you have it, you've seen it. I'm just bad at describing it. But what else is new?
Yes.
It's gonna be Wimpod. It's really small. It's like in like that. It's Alola. I'm just trying. I know I have several of them. There it is.
Oh, Wimpod. Okay. Yeah, okay, Wimpod.
What were you thinking?
Wimpod should have a shiny available.
No. This is introducing its shiny.
Yeah, I must have been living in a Twilight Zone episode, because I swore I have a shiny Wimpod.
Look it up. You don't. You were thinking of another. Are you sure you're not thinking of Cobblepots for a second?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, hold on. I need to find where you are because I was answering a woke text and all that. Let's see. Were you at Wong Counters? Where were you at?
Wimpod.
Oh, the shiny one?
Oh, wait, never mind. I was thinking of Vinipede.
Vinipede, okay. Yeah, Vinipede, Unova, the grass poison, the bug poison type?
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't mind in Mexico.
Nice. Let's see. Okay, back to what I was saying. The shiny Wimpod is going to be making its debut into the game, and the event bonuses are going to be the following. Double catch XP for catching Pokemon with a nice or better throw. Increased chance to encounter double XS Pokemon or double XL Pokemon. Increased chance to encounter a shiny Whelmer. Nice. Note that these bonuses will stack with the C-Day Classic. That's nice. I like it when bonuses can stack. And our wild encounters are going...
Wait. I'm sorry. That may have been a typo on my part of fast. Because I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be cannot stack. I'm pretty sure. My bad. Hold on. Let me double check before we... Blah, blah, blah. Come on. Load up faster. Bonuses. Yeah, will not stack. I don't know. Yeah, will not stack.
Okay. What's that C-Day? Well, not my excitement has gone down the gutter. So note that these bonuses will not, I repeat, will not stack with C-Day Classic.
So, I blame autocorrect.
Right. Blame it on autocorrect. Now, back to what I was saying. Our wild encounters are going to be Diglett, Mantine, Whelmer, Joltik, Cutiefly, Wimpod, who all can be shiny. And you can also encounter a Tynamo or and Citadel. And if you're lucky, you can encounter an Onix or a Snorlax, which both can be shiny. Which, you know, I still got a shiny Onix. It's beautiful.
Okay, I thought you were going off for somewhere else with that.
No, and then you want to take it over from here?
Sure. In the raids, we got the one-star raids. We got Fungus, Klink, Espeon, who all can be shiny, plus Tadbob. And the 3-star raids, we're going to have Alolan Exeggutor, Galarian Weezing, Gyarados, and Snorlax, who all can be shiny. Honestly, I think it's been a while since we've seen Galarian Weezing, I think.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
No. We had them in the space-time distortion raids, like every other hour during I think. We had them in the raids for event. I can't remember what it was now. It may have been that, I'm not sure now. In the 5-star raids, we're going to have Celesteel in the Southern Hemisphere and Katana in the Northern Hemisphere. Both of them can be shiny. And in the Megas, we have Mega Charizard X. Alright, Collection Challenge is going to give you Raspberries, Pineapperies, XP, and Wimpod and Wellmore Encounters. Showcase our featured event-themed Pokemon. On Sunday, April 7th, which is what I'm looking forward to, is going to be C-Day Classic Bagon from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time, evolved all the way up to Salamence, and it will learn the move Outrage. There's going to be a 1 USD or local equivalent bonus. I mean, not bonus, a local equivalent for 1 USD. The event bonus is going to be 3 times catch candy. Lore and incense, not daily adventure, will last up to 3 hours when activated during this event. Snapshot surprise, like always. And field research task will get you Bagon, Stardust, and Great Balls, and more. The showcase is going to be the Bagon line when the showcase is up. I stumbled on my words though. But I am looking forward to this one. You know why?
Why?
Because I need more Bagon candy to max out my Shundo Salamence, which is one of my pride and joys.
That's nice.
It's also my only Shundo, I think. Yeah, I think it's my only Shundo. Would you take over some of the other ones? Because I know you're going to be looking forward to one.
All right. Well, I'm already seeing it. So after that event, we're going to be having the Bug Out event starting April
12th. Yeah, it is my only Shundo.
10 a.m. and ending on April 17th, 8 p.m. local time. Mega Heracross Raid Day is going to be happening April 13th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time. And then Community Day is on April 20th. And then and then the following week, we're going to have a Sustainability Week starting from April 22nd, 10 a.m., and ending on April 26th at 8 p.m. local time. We're also going to be having a Hatch Day in April's around April 28th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time. What's up?
I think I just... Okay, Sino has the same ability week. It's always like a like basically themed around Alt Day and all that.
Yeah.
I think last year, if I remember correctly... Actually, I'll have to look this up. But wasn't it Trubbish getting its shiny release?
I think so. It sounds about right.
Because I remember I was hunting that last year. I think I may know what the shiny is going to be this year. Now, hear me out.
Wait, before you even say anything, should I hear him out, everybody? Should I hear him out? Who am I kidding? This is going to be way past. Yeah, okay, go on.
It's going... Oh, wait, no, yeah, I think the new shiny this one. Can I say its name?
Binnacle.
What if it's Varum? Because Varum's a car and all that, maybe. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, it's not a bad speculation right there.
For some reason, I always tend to like the... Oh, no, it was Drill Ball last year.
Oh, okay, we were wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. Because Trubbish always has the shiny out. Like the Kelp Seaweed Dragon Pokemon from Kalos had its shiny out. Or got announced that it's going to be released during an event soon. I don't know, Vroom, I don't think it's going to happen, but that's the only one I can think of right now.
It's not bad.
All right, you want me to go on with the rest, or would you want to continue the rest?
Yeah, I can finish it off.
All right.
Okay, and the next part of the Wonder Ticket has been announced, completed, and you will get encounters with the Eevee line with Cherry Blossoms, one Lucky Egg, one Poffin, one Incense, two Charged TMs, one Premium Battle Pass, three silver pineapple berries, and one star piece. Huh. Not bad.
Yeah, so this isn't really... this is more speculation, but I think we may get a false piece of information for ZA soon.
Yeah.
You know why I think that?
Because,
hold on, let me pull up the post.
Also, I hope they sometime make an announcement on how to pronounce the title, because I'm hearing like a bunch of different titles here. ZA, ZA, Lambda A, or Lambda Z, or whatever. I'm like,
because 3 hours ago, they teased that they posted this
with the hashtag ZA. It's over. It's over.
What?
It's over, everybody. Mega Evolutions are back, baby. I'm excited.
Jay, you know that was in the at the very end of the trailer, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm hyping myself up. Hopefully when this game comes out, hopefully I can, carry on through with the game and not just drop it as.
I'm actually almost done with the Legends, by the way.
You're still not done with it?
You're not done with it.
I got most of it done. It's just after looking up the secret boss the end game boss of.
Have you collected all the plates?
No, not yet. I haven't gotten around to it.
I only have one plate left to collect.
No, that's such a challenge.
And then it's not.
I mean, not that. I was gonna say it's such a challenge to. It's gonna be a challenge onto level grind my Pokemon and then have the right team to go up against. The final boss of the game. So that's why I haven't even, touched the game, because I still need to strategize. Whatever, Brandon.
Okay, but here's the thing. So why would you randomly do that? Maybe just to get buzz again, but I feel like they're going to drop a piece of information, maybe at least maybe like a concept, or maybe be like, hey, this Pokemon's going to get a Mega or something, or these Megas are returning, who knows?
They're trying to generate hype.
And I really hope they learn their lessons from X and Y and actually give everybody minus the champion or minus, like, two bosses Mega Evolutions. Cause
it's Game Freak. They never learn their lesson.
I mean, they do sometimes. I'm going to give them that much. They fixed the issue, the gimmick with that, in Alola and in Sword and Shield. Because almost all of them at least use those Z moves. Or Gigantamax or Dynamax in their battles. It was really only X and Y that only two times or three times, I think, that your opponent Mega evolved.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. I want to talk one thing real fast before we end this.
What?
Okay, so I need to make a little short video for Instagram and TikTok about this. But this is one thing I hope they bring back, because I think if we originally got a Z, this would have happened. So in the anime, those Ash's Greninja can do something what they have dubbed the bond phenomenon. I feel like I said that so wrong, but it's so hard to say that. Try to say that. Bond phenomenon.
Bomb phenomenon.
Yeah, bond, like not bomb, but bond.
Bond. Yo, you're not saying it. You're not pronouncing the D at the end, Brandon.
Bond.
There you go.
Phenomenon.
Way to go, champ.
Okay, but anyway, that's basically when it's basically the ability. Ash's Greninja's Mega Evolution, because they introduced Ash Greninja and Sun and Moon. The way they did that is making him have the ability Battle Bond, which basically after knocking a Pokemon out, it will transform into Ash Greninja and Water Shuriken will be boosted. Mm-hmm. And it always seemed weird that something that got introduced in the middle of the X and Y anime never got introduced in the, like, never did, like, maybe an update or something or released an event to give it to us in X and Y. In Kalos, they added it on as a mystery gift in the beginning of Sun and Moon. Because you have to get a demo to do it, to get it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do remember the demo. Nice.
Yeah, so you had to do that to get it. Oh, they never introduced it in Alpha and Omega. Hopefully, maybe they actually introduced Ash Greninja back in ZA. And what I think they should also do is do a bond phenomenon, or basically give a battle bond, or an equivalent to the other two starters. So that way they can have their own unique transformation if they're not going to do Megas for them. Mm-hmm. And give more regions Megas, please. Not just 20 new Kanto Megas and then two other region Megas. Anyway, anything else that you can think of, Jay, that's been that got announced that I may have missed?
No.
And no update on Scarlet and Violet, I'm assuming?
No update. Honestly, I forgot where I left my Switch. What? It's somewhere in my room. It's hidden in plain sight. I can tell you that much.
I mean, granted, there's been times where I go like 2 or 3 weeks without touching my Switch. Yeah. I literally just started doing it more like recently, like while playing at least a couple of hours.
Yeah, all of last week, I've been getting home late, so I just go home, eat dinner, and just go to bed. So.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys, that's it for today's news. Let us know what event you're looking forward to in April. What do you want the regular Community Day Pokemon to be? And anything else, Jay?
No, that's it.
All right, you guys have a good one. We'll catch you guys next week, and good luck shiny hunting this week. Oh, yeah. Let's go Instagram, let's go Pokemon Podcast. TikTok, let's go Pokemon TikTok. YouTube, let's go Pokemon Podcast. Gmail, let's go Pokemon Podcast @gmail.com. You guys have a good one and good luck shiny hunting.
And we'll catch you guys next week.